Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest today is Wanda Roth, RN and Director of Home Health Services at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's nice for you to have me, Steph. I appreciate it.
Well, we're always happy to talk about home health services that a lot of people take advantage of. It really hits a gap, I think, between a hospital stay when you're not quite ready to go home and be on your own. You can have visits from a home health professional that can get you back on recovery.
Exactly. That's exactly right. A lot of our referrals do come from patients who are just discharging out of the hospital. Just to hit on the services that we do offer, our qualifying service is nursing. So every patient who comes into our home health program will have a visit from the RN first, and we will admit you into the home health service, go through a lot of questions and do a head-to-toe assessment, take your vital signs, review your medications. We can do lab draws if that's ordered by the doctor. So nursing is our qualifying service. We also provide physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and social services. So all of those services would need to be ordered by your physician at time of discharge from the hospital. That's one option. The other way to get home health is if you go to the physician's office and have a visit. And from that office visit, the physician determines that you would qualify or benefit from some home health services, and you meet the criteria, then they would give us a call. We would review that, you know, with the physician, with yourself or your family, and go from there.
And some of that criteria, homebound, I guess, is one? Or
yes. Mm-hmm. Primarily, most of our patients are Medicare patients. So just to speak to that for just a second, the qualification is homebound status. So homebound status means that you have a normal inability to leave the home. So you know, you require a walker, a cane, some type of an assistive device, and or the assistance of another person is one criteria. The second criteria that has to be met is that there is a normal inability to leave the home. It's a taxing effort. Maybe you're short of breath, you're using oxygen. So it's a taxing ability for you to leave the home. So that's for our Medicare patients. And also for the Medicare patients, there's a requirement that you have a face-to-face visit with the physician that explains and kind of lays out why home health services are needed. But we also see patients, you know, anywhere from newborn on. So we accept most insurances. Our secretary Darla is excellent at checking, you know, through that criteria to see, you know, what your home health benefits may be if you're an insurance patient.
Well, I think it's just kind of reassuring to know that there's a medical professional that can come to your house and, you know, help you out, I think.
Right.
There's a lot of reassurance there. Now, of course, people in hospitalized, perhaps in St. Genevieve, they know about you. They know the St. Gen Home Services. But if they have maybe a specialty that they have to go out of town for, St. Louis or Cape, and have a particular medical condition operation or something, they can also use home health in St. Gen. They don't have to, just because they went to another hospital, they don't have to use their home health services. They can certainly use St. Gen Health for services.
That is absolutely correct, Steph. And that is a very good point, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Our home health service just covers St. Genevieve County. So what I try to tell the discharge planners in the larger hospitals, you know, is that we cover these three zip codes, which include St. Mary, St. Genevieve, obviously, and Bloomsdale. So when you are, or if a loved one is in a hospital outside our county, we tell them to use their voice. They have a choice, and they by law can state that I would like to use St. Genevieve Home Health Services. And then those arrangements can be made through the discharge planner, case manager, whomever mm-hmm. that may be at that outside hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's competition is everywhere. And, you know, a lot of the bigger hospitals want to capitalize on as much as they can as well. But it just makes sense to have someone close by. I mean, how long have you been in home health?
I've been doing home health since 1984.
My goodness.
So, yeah. And so we've been in business for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, the staff that we currently have, you know, they're nurses who are familiar with the community.
Yeah.
They've have longevity with our home health department.
Yeah.
So they've been here 20 three, 25 years. Uh-huh. So they too are very familiar with, you know, the patients, you know, we may have seen your loved ones, you know, mm-hmm. your family members in the past.
Right.
So, and we work very closely with your physicians, whether that be a local physician here in our St. John community, mm-hmm. or, you know, even if it's an outside physician, it doesn't matter. You know, we work very closely with your physicians to coordinate, your care and give you the best possible outcomes mm-hmm. possible.
Great. And talking earlier about the reassurance of having a professional come to the home, you also have the reassurance of the Lifeline program as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. We've been doing Lifeline for just about as long as we've been doing home health. I think we started doing that back in 1987, actually. Lifeline is that button. You've probably all heard the or seen the advertisements on TV. You know, I fall and I can't get up.
Right.
that's it. So we have a couple different models of Lifeline. You know, if you still have a landline, you know, we can accommodate that. If you have gotten rid of your landline, just have a cell phone, we also have a wireless system that you can utilize. And we have a special Lifeline button that some of our subscribers use. It is would detect a fall. So it's an auto alert button is what it's called. So if you should have a fall, unfortunately, and be unable to push that button, this button would detect that there's been a sudden change in position, and it would automatically activate the system to notify, you know, your loved one, mm-hmm. to notify EMS, depending on how we have that set up for you.
Right. And for the Lifeline, you don't have to have a doctor's order or anything like that.
No, Lifeline mm-hmm. is just, you know, we can talk you through it, whatever questions you may have. Mm-hmm. Just know that we have it available through our home health department,
yeah.
but you do not need any type of referral
yeah.
to get that service.
Christmas time is here. Great gift, huh?
There you go. And you know what? That's also a good point, Steph. We have a lot of our subscribers, that's exactly what they do. They give the subscription mm-hmm. of Lifeline to their aging parent or whomever because they say, I really don't know what to get them. But this is that gift
yeah.
that gives year-round,
yeah,
every day,
exactly.
24/7. So it's
well, it not only gives the person who uses the Lifeline that reassurance, but it also gives their son or their daughter knowing that, well, there's help going to be there to push the button.
Absolutely correct. Yes. And that is, you know, and a lot of our subscribers have family members actually that even live out of town in a different state. So, you know, they would not be on their list as a quote responder, but we put them down to notify. So they would know, you know, right away, hey, mom lives right here in St. John, you know, something has happened. There's been activity with that Lifeline system, and they would notify them, you know, if they live in, you know, Wisconsin mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. So yeah. it's a really neat service, and it's a nice reassurance for both patient and family member.
Correct. Well, you have a lot of comprehensive services with St. John Home Health. So congratulations to you on being at the helm of that for so many years.
Yep. Thank you, Steph. Thank you very much.
Our home health services at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital can be accessed by calling what number?
You can call during normal business hours. The number to call is 883-7724. If you happen to call during like an evening hour, off time hour, holiday weekend, there is a voicemail set up there to let you know how to contact the home health nurse on call.
Perfect. All right. Now they know how to do it.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Our guest today has been Wanda Roth, Director of Home Health Services at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Give them a call.
Thank you, Steph.
All right.